This afternoon for WNRN, Maggie Rogers is live at the Virginia Arts Recording Studio. The new EP is about to come out called Now That the Light Is Fading. And I'm so excited to have you here live.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Most definitely. So you're going to play a couple of songs for us. Which one did you want to start off with first?
This song is a song called Dog Years.
Maggie Rogers live on WNRN from the Virginia Arts Recording Studio. That's a live version of Dog Years. And lovely to have the grand piano.
It sounds so awesome. And it's great because there's sort of this main sort of piano riff.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. It's kind of like all over it. And I spent a lot of time over Christmas playing that song on piano because that it just sounds so nice. So it's nice to sort of get it all together.
And I was wondering about that because, you know, I understand from this EP, Now That the Light Is Fading, mm-hmm. that's coming out in the middle of February, that you, you know, not only wrote, but you also produced and played all of the EP. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing banjo and guitar, and I've released two records that I sort of wrote and produced myself, and went to school and studied engineering and production. And this actually was my first time co-producing, okay. which was a really fun experience because this music was something I wanted to feel not only collaborative, but like I think dance music has this really awesome ability to bring people together because rhythm is something that's just so instinctive and so human. And I think, you know, you listen to dance music sometimes in social settings. It can be really great to have like a solo kitchen dance party.
Yeah.
It's like a brand of dance music I really enjoy, but usually it's pretty social. So it definitely helped me to get moving to, you know, I would do things like standing up when I was making beats to make sure that it made me feel something, or starting to work with other friends was really, really fun. So yeah. This was all of the songs on the EP were sort of cobbled together in bedrooms, and it was usually me and one other collaborator and friend, and we'd sort of take turns at the computer and have little fights and arguments, and it's really it was such a great time. But before I made any of these songs, mm-hmm. I'm synesthetic, so I see color and sound as really tied for me.
Oh, wow.
So I actually made a mood board before I made any music and always put the colors up next to the screen. So I made sure that no matter what friend I was working with, that everything we were making always stayed true to originally what I had sort of laid out as the colorscape for the record. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for it to finally come out.
Fabulous. Yeah. And you know, there is something really interesting these days about the electronic music, the dance music that's coming out mm-hmm. right now, because a lot of it seems like it's rooted in acoustic.
Yeah.
Now, when you first started, were you a little bit more of a folk musician? Was that like as a banjo player, as
yeah.
a guitarist?
I think it's interesting. I grew up and in high school very much listened to folk music and really strongly identified with folk music. I played bluegrass in high school, and I really loved not only the sort of community aspect that folk music has, you know, it's these songs that everybody can sing, but also there's this really wonderful harmony in it. You know, a lot of traditional folk music is sung in three parts. But I think inevitably defining myself as a folk musician and not just a musician or not just a creator mm-hmm. Or even just as a producer inevitably kind of limited me because I was only thinking that I could make a certain type of music within this box. So I actually stopped making music for a couple of years. And when I sort of felt like it was time to come back and felt sort of itchy and creative, I was really excited to just sort of see what I was creatively capable of. And I think that's something I'm still sort of figuring out.
That's great. We're live with Maggie Rogers at the Virginia Arts Recording Studio for WNRN. What song do you want to play next?
I'm going to play a new song off the EP called On and Off.
I'm coming up slowly on my own emotion with waves of this feeling as wide as the ocean. And when I see you, when I feel like I'm drowning, and then I see you, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I've been playing Dog Ears on a specialty show that I have.
Oh, awesome.
So it's been great to like hear that because, you know, when I heard Alaska, it was like, this is an awesome song. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when you have just one thing from an artist, it's like, okay, well, what's the rest of it going to be like? Yeah. What's going to happen? And I feel like the arc that you have from Alaska to Dog Ears feels similar, mm-hmm. but not the same. And there's...
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of heart that goes along with it.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I find a lot of power in being vulnerable because I think that my favorite musicians, I think that if you can be truly vulnerable, then you end up tapping into an emotion that everybody feels.
Right.
And I think when you can do that, you have the ability to soundtrack people's lives and to create music that can be a part of people's lives forever.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to do. I mean, it's been so fun. I'm on tour right now for the first time, and it's been so fun to finally get to play this music for people and sort of meet all the faces behind the computer screens that have made this year the most like incredible wild ride for me.
Yeah, because millions of people have heard your song globally, mm-hmm. which I'm sure is just
it's insane.
Like, yeah.
I was in my sister for the last year was teaching English in Malaysia, mm-hmm. and the summer right after the song came out, my whole family went to visit her. So I sort of put the song out and then was like, okay, bye. And I went hiking for a little while too. And while I was in Malaysia, I heard Alaska on the radio for the first time. And it was like, this is bizarre. And really, really stinking cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, the way that most of us got to know you mm-hmm. is because of the video.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You know, you're working with the Clive Davis Institute and with the Tisch School of Arts at NYU. The video of the masterclass with you and Pharrell and him listening to Alaska is definitely ingrained in people at this point.
Yeah, of course.
But what I'm wondering is, I think you talking about vulnerability really gets to that. Did you at all feel shy about recording such a thing that would then go out into the wider world? Or was that something that you wanted to be open to the critique and the opportunity that came along with that?
Well, I didn't. There's a couple of things. We didn't know Pharrell was going to be in the room that day. Mm-hmm. Alaska was the first song I had made in a really long time. So when I sort of was submitting a song for the masterclass, we were in like a advanced production class. Mm-hmm. And so like all my classmates submitted something, and it was just the only song I actually really had to submit at the time. But my plan was always to release this music, and that sort of vulnerability and that, I don't know, the sort of level of personality and sort of just personal lyrics that I write and tend to create, it's just what I've always done. I mean, music for me is a way for me to think and process. It's an incredibly important part of my like own mental health. Like, and even like in middle school or in high school, you know, I would sort of just write a song and then play it till I felt better, and then I would just write a new song. And that's sort of always been my mentality about it. So no, it doesn't stress me out because it's just me, you know? I mean, that's I think really been the most incredible thing about this video is that I got to come into the world with everybody like expecting me to just be me. And inevitably that is a really easy thing to do. It's much easier than, you know, if I created some like wild alter ego I had to keep up in what, you know, just talking to you right now, you know, it's much easier on a Saturday morning or on a Sunday morning or whatever morning to just be able to wake up and be me.
Yeah. So what would you like to play next?
Alaska.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains in a walked off view. And I walked off. is there in between?
Maggie Rogers is live at the Virginia Arts Recording Studio for WNRN today. That was a live version of Alaska. The new EP is going to be Now That the Light is Fading. That's coming out in the middle of February, the 17th, from what I understand. And I wanted to ask you about collaborating with people live on stage.
Yeah.
How did you put together this band? How did you decide on this group of people that were going to surround you?
I mean, these are all just musicians that I've always really respected, and they're so incredibly talented. I mean, it's really just so special to be playing with them. But also, it's really cool because everybody sort of has their own things that they're really great at. So I'm learning about African drumming and paradiddles and chess, and we're all playing Words with Friends right now. So it's been a really fun time sort of getting to interact and learn so much from these guys. So it's been really fun.
Awesome. You were talking about getting in front of an audience. You know, you've got this sold-out tour that's in mm-hmm. front of you. Charlottesville is one of the first dates on there.
It is the second. Yeah. I've never played these songs live before, so it's been a thrill every night.
That's awesome. What do you hope to get out of being in front of a live audience? Mm. Because, you know, in some ways, with the training that you've had, you could just go and decide to be a producer and live in a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've always loved playing live. I've played in all sorts of bands. I've played in punk bands and folk bands. I've played banjo and bass. I've just been a singer. I've just been a guitar player. I love being on stage because I think that, you know, music is really meant to be played live. And it's such an awesome feeling because music, you know, it's something everybody, it's something you can't see, but everybody can feel. And it brings everybody together. And I think for me, this is what I've been looking forward to the most because, you know, I sort of said this earlier, just the way the viral video happened, it's this incredible, like, intangible surge. That's so, it's really hard to sort of, like, how do you wrap your head around what 100,000 people means? Like, I have no idea what that looks like.
Yeah.
And somehow that number appears. Like, it's super strange. It's great, but it's very strange. So I'm just really excited to meet all of the people who have made this year so incredible for me and playing live. Also, I'm going to a ton of cities I've never been before. I've never been to Charlottesville. And so it's been really fun to sort of start to find my way around this really beautiful place. The drive here was so incredible.
Right.
I mean, just really beautiful rolling hills. And it looks a lot like where I grew up on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, actually. So it feels good to be around here.
Well, it's been great talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Maggie Rogers, live on WNRN, recording at the Virginia Arts Recording Studio, the upcoming album, the upcoming EP, Now That the Light is Fading. Thanks again.
Thank you. See you soon.